Hopefully you still remember me. It is ironic that this is my last week here in Cincinnati, and Father allowed me to preach to you, to the community. So I'm very grateful for the opportunity to share some words with you before I return back to Oklahoma for my priesthood, for my priestly ministry. We are living in a very exciting time of graduation. School is coming to an end, or at least for me, it is coming to an end. The weather is finally nice so that we can do a lot of different things outside. But more special though, this weekend, we have an opportunity to pause for a moment to appreciate what our mothers has done for all of us. This is the person who has loved us so much from the moment of conception until now. The person who has sacrificed during the 9 months in order for us to have a life. This is also the person who continues to have us in her heart no matter where we are at, a special place in her heart. She cares, nourishes, and encourages us at every moment in our lives. And this weekend, we have the opportunity to spend some time with her, to appreciate, and to bring our attention to our mothers so that we can express gratitude for what she has done for us. If our mother has been loved us so much, what do you think of the God who has created all of us before we were born? He too loves us so much that he desires nothing else but for us to be with him forever. He has come down to earth so that we can know him. He has suffered and died for all of us so that we have a life. Not only has he redeemed us from sins and slavery, he also has prepared a place for all of us to be in heaven with him after this life. He has promised that he will prepare a place for all of us. Because we are a chosen race. And he will come back. He will come back to gather all of us to be with him. So that wherever he is, we also may be with him. He invites all of us, my brothers and sisters, to be with him. Just to be in the place that he wants us to be. But instead of being with him, or instead of being the place that he has desires for all of us to be, if you like me, sometimes we allow ourselves to be distracted by other things of this world. Things like technology, fame, recognitions, jobs, money, we sometimes become addicted to the things of this world, and we leave no room for the Lord. We leave no room for him to enter into our hearts. Our attention is distracted by the worldly desired, and we do not have time for the Almighty God who has loved us so much. Regardless of how we are being distracted or how we fill our lives with different things, the Lord continues to invite all of us, continue to love all of us, and ask us to be with him. He continues to reach out to all of us through the sacraments every single time when we come to Mass. And especially He has entrusted the saints to all of us. So special, so much that he loves us, that he entrusts his blessed mother to be with us. In fact, today as we celebrate the 100-year anniversary of the apparition of Our Lady of Fatima in Portugal, the Blessed Mother has revealed to us that we can reconnect with the Lord. We can reorient our life to the Lord by saying the Rosary, by praying for the conversions of souls, and by dedicating our lives to the Lord through her intercessions. And that's what she has revealed to all of us through her apparitions. She desired nothing else but to reveal herself, her tenderness, and her love. And she shows us the way that we can be with the Father. Of course, being with the Father, being with God in this world is not easy. When so many things in our world are telling us not to do that, none of us can say that, I want to be with God, and tomorrow we're going to be with Him perfectly. Everything takes time and practice. If we want to be with Him forever, let us begin, let us try to learn how to be with Him while we are here on earth. Let us take some time to be with Him, to be in silence with Him at the time when you receive communion. How can we be with God for eternity if we have never learned to be with Him? If we have never learned how to spend time with Him in this life? I think also that it takes sacrifices for us to refocus and to place the Lord as the main focus of our life. I'm sure that you, like me, we have to sacrifice so many different things this weekend to be with our beloved mother. There's so many different things that we can do, that I can do with my life, but because I want to be with my mother, I have to say no to so many different things. And similarly, with us as well, we sometimes have to take sacrifices. We have to say no to the worldly things so that we can be with God. Brothers and sisters in Christ, on this weekend, on this very special weekend, when we try to pause for a moment to appreciate what our mothers has done for all of us, let us not forget to refocus our attention on God, on the one who loves us very much like our mother. He wants us to be with Him. He desires that we all be united with Him in everything that we do. Not only in this life, but the life to come. He has also promised that He will prepare a place for all of us when this life is over. The question then being, are we willing to prepare a place for Him in our hearts during this life?